Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has praised the military for its recent strike on Israel. He said the armed forces showed the power and might of the country. This is the first time that he's spoken since Iran launched more than 300 missiles and drones at Israel a week ago. Tehran says it was in retaliation for an attack on the Iranian consulate in Syria earlier this month. Khamenei was speaking during a meeting with army commanders.
The issue of how many missiles were fired or the number of missiles hit is a secondary issue. The main issue is proving the willpower of the Iranian nation and the armed forces in the international arena. Various events have costs and achievements. It is important to reduce the costs and add the achievements through flair. This matter was very well executed by the armed forces during recent events.
Well, several Serb-majority districts are holding a referendum that could remove ethnic Albanian mayors from power. They took office last year amidst violent scenes after the previous Serb mayors resigned. Ecuadorians are voting in a referendum which could see tougher measures imposed to fight surging gang violence. The new security measures put forward by President Daniel Noboa include deploying the army to tackle organized crime. The once peaceful South American country has been struggling with a shocking rise in violence that has seen two mayors killed this week alone. Colombia's opposition is calling for the largest protest yet against President Gustavo Petro's government. They're rallying against wide-ranging social and economic reforms by the left-wing administration. Petro wants to reform the healthcare sector by cutting out private insurers and increasing state control. Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro has called for a rally in support of freedom of expression, which he says is under threat. That event is being held in Rio de Janeiro. Bolsonaro is facing several legal battles, including an investigation into an alleged coup against the current president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. He also faces charges for lying about his COVID-19 vaccination records.
Welcome to Necessary Tomorrows. My name is Ursula. I am an AI. And I have inferred from your online activity that you have been feeling more dread than hope when you think about the future that is coming for us here in the 2060s. So I have created a course just for you to enhance your capacity for imagining different futures. Necessary Tomorrows, an audio series by Doha Debates and Al Jazeera. Find it where you listen to podcasts.